Alrighty, welcome into Joel Radio. Joel Fragamenti here with you. Gonna be a weird little show today. Shorter than normal. It is just a review of the new Ghostbusters movie, The Lady Ghostbusters, and my thoughts and the thoughts of a good friend of the show, John Tenney, who I'm sure you've heard on here before. John Tenney, for those of you that don't know, is a paranormal investigator, writer, lecturer, author of several books, and also star of reality television, paranormal reality television. And he was interested in seeing Ghostbusters, so we went out. Unfortunately, Corey Hall could not make it, so we will have to wait for his nerdy input on future shows. And I know I'm going to give away my review a little bit here as I'm recording this intro, because, you know, we've already done the bulk of the show with John as I'm doing this. And I took no joy from the review that I gave Ghostbusters. I take no joy. I think our review is going to be quite humorless and plotting. And I wish it could be funnier. And I know that when Corey and I have reviewed bad movies in the past, we've tried to make it fun. This one, not so much. So I'm apologizing for that. Really, though, if anyone should be apologizing, it's Paul Feig and the people that made this movie. But anyway, we're going to give you the full review. Right as we came out of the theater, we got in the car, we turned the recorder on, finished it up at John's house. We hope you dig it. If you haven't seen Ghostbusters yet, I think there are some very, very minor spoilers in here. If you have seen it, this will probably be more interest to you. Or maybe listen to this and decide if you should even bother to see it, because I think that's probably the best thing to do. But anyway, enjoy the Ghostbusters review with John Tenney. All right, so we're just getting out of Ghostbusters. John Tenney, I decided to bring an actual Ghostbuster to the Ghostbusters.
First, let me say.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Let me start.
Yeah, you start.
I am not a fan of the original film.
Okay.
I don't know what it was. I think by the time it came out, I already had a girlfriend.
Yeah, you're a little too old. Right? I was 12 in 84.
Right, so
I was the perfect age.
I was 14.
Yeah, you're a little too old.
I already had a girlfriend. I was in a band.
Sure,
yeah. I had already touched some boobs.
Right.
And even though I was interested in paranormal stuff, I kind of saw that movie, at 14 especially.
Yeah.
I felt like that movie was making fun of me because I liked ghosts.
Yeah.
So I just fucked that movie, whatever. Right?
Well, you have to respect it as a comedy classic,
I do,
I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I do respect it as a comedy team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doing what they do best, well, and
we were talking on the way in that it was, you know, they used to make these comedy team movies, and like Abbott and Costello would go in the army in one movie, and then they'd go, they'd go in a haunted house in another movie.
Right.
And so this plot, you know, has been done a million times by various comedy teams, and Bill Murray and Harold Ramis and this kind of that crew with Ivan Reitman, they did that in the 80s.
Right.
So,
and okay. I understand its place in American film history and what it is.
Yes.
It's a continuation of comedy teams in funny scenarios.
Exactly.
In strange scenarios.
Right. The comedy comes from the team, not so much the scenario.
Right,
I mean, the scenario has its tropes that they do.
Right,
but,
and I think that one of the kind of amazing things about them attempting to reboot Ghostbusters was that they used all women.
Yes.
I thought that if you would have cast this as men, then people would have said, well, he's nothing like Bill Murray.
Sure,
he's
nothing
like Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Where you can kind of get rid of those complaints by casting women in this role.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure, and they're a comedy team.
The bridesmaids women, right? And so now
bridesmaids, director,
right,
the whole
they did
thing,
their wedding movie, now they'll do their ghost movie, and then next is their baseball movie.
Right,
And they go to Mars.
Yeah, they'll join the Navy or something.
Right. So, what am I supposed to say about this movie?
Well, walking out, we literally just got in the car. I'm literally driving back to Tenney's place, but I'm wondering if it's the worst movie I've ever seen.
It is one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen terrible. Right.
I mean, it's here's
terrible movie.
It's not the worst movie I've ever seen because I thought the ghost effects were actually pretty good. And but it's devoid. I mean, I counted the number of times you laughed.
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero.
You never
times.
Laughed once.
I did not laugh.
I laughed once. I did. Do you think I laughed once? Were you paying attention to how much I was laughing?
I thought I caught you kind of.
I laughed
once.
And I don't even want to say what it is because it would kind of be a spoiler, even though, God, you really can't spoil this movie.
No.
And we're going to probably bring up some things that maybe you didn't know or
right.
Cameos, that kind of stuff. But
for sure.
Believe me, you can't ruin this movie.
I did not laugh one time.
Yeah,
in this
you
movie.
Didn't laugh one time. And that's fine.
I smiled.
That's an appropriate
I
amount.
I smiled twice.
There's an. You laughed the. That was the right answer.
I smiled twice. I did not laugh once. This was the most. This wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. This was the most joyless movie
it
I have
was,
ever
it
seen.
Was,
it was devoid of any
but it was just,
joy.
You know, I mean, I always like to draw comedy. You know, when I see a comedy, I draw comparisons to stand-up comedy. And this was a guy bombing.
Yeah.
This is like watching a comic go up and like, yeah, he thought that was going to be funny and no one laughed.
Right.
I mean, literally, we saw, first of all, we saw it in a theater with, I want to say there were a dozen people in that theater.
I think there were less than a dozen.
Yeah, it's Thursday. There was 10 or 12 probably, right?
Yeah.
There was like five parties at two, six parties at two.
Yeah, and that's also a four-year-old.
Okay, there's four. But nobody laughed. I mean, really, I think the couple to my left maybe laughed once or twice.
Yes.
But literally, there was no laughter. I mean, I'm not just saying it was 12 people and, you know, whatever.
No one laughed.
There was no laughter. Those 12 people were silent
yeah.
for the very, I mean, for all but maybe one gag, you know. I mean, right. I laughed at a visual gag. I didn't laugh at a joke.
Right.
I didn't laugh at something anyone said. I laughed at a visual gag.
I laughed at nothing in this film.
It was so bad.
Was funny.
And I really, like, was trying to be optimistic about
it. I stepped...
This.
Well, here's my problem.
Yeah.
Being what I do for a living, being a person who investigates paranormal stuff...
Yeah.
I went into this film and said, take that out of your life. Mm-hmm. Watch it as a normal person.
Okay.
So, like, there's a part in it where they start talking early on, where they start talking about EVPs.
Sure, yeah, and that's the real thing.
Which is a thing that paranormal investigators talk about. Electronic ghost voice phenomenon.
Yeah.
And Kate McKinnon says electro voice phenomenon, which is not what it is. It's electronic voice phenomenon, right? And it bothered me. And then I stopped and I internally said, no one knows that but you. So
yeah.
Step out of it and get into this movie. Allow it to be a comedy movie.
Yes.
And so I did, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was devoid of comedy.
It really
comedy.
Was bad humor. I mean, it none of the jokes worked. It was so awful. And, I mean, and then like, the product placement was annoying.
Oh,
I mean, I know that seems like something.
No,
like,
no. I was like, is this a Papa John's thing?
Well, they're in New York City, and they're getting Papa John's pizza? Yeah,
yeah,
are you fucking
no.
kidding me?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we'll keep this going. Well, we're going to go in the house. Let's pause it for
right,
a second
right.
here, and then we'll pick it up. So, yeah. the jokes don't work.
The jokes don't work.
I mean, the casting was fine, and you could make a good Ghostbusters movie with those ladies. This just wasn't it.
I don't know.
They were. The script was terrible. You know.
I don't know who, if anyone. First of all, I think that the movie was heavily re-edited after.
Okay.
Done.
Yeah.
It seemed like there was so much jumpiness when I watched it. Like,
yeah.
Like it was missing. Huge
well, there was
sections.
That one point where, like, she starts singing. They're playing that DeBarge song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, where did that... That was like a jump cut to it. And I was like, what happened there?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe too many people worked on this script.
Well, see, now, in the end credits, they said it is based on the 1984 Ghostbusters written by, you know, Dan Aykroyd and,
right.
and you know... So I wonder if they had to keep it similar, if they couldn't just take it and make it something completely new. Because that's one of the big problems is that it's so beholden to the original that, you know, it's like, I mean, literally, I think I leaned over to you at one point, I think 10 minutes in and went like, it's note for note the first movie.
Yeah.
It's exactly, you know, like, it starts out with the ghost encounter and then they go to the college and then something happens at the college. Then they're kicked out of the lab and then they're on the street and then they go look for a place to find the office. I mean, it's like, no, for the first 25, 30 minutes, it's the exact same fucking movie.
Yeah, and I also feel like, and I have no reason for saying this whatsoever, but I feel like you can't make a 1984 movie now.
Yeah, right.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah, we've all seen Ghostbusters.
Right, and I don't know how much input Dan Aykroyd had.
Yeah.
But Dan Aykroyd is not a funny man anymore.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Well, we spoiler coming.
Spoilers.
You see Dan Aykroyd in this.
Yes.
And he doesn't, but here's the thing about those guys, okay?
Yeah.
So just, look, we said we're going to spoil it, and I think I knew this going in.
Right.
All of the original cast sans one person. I guess we'll keep that a mystery.
Yes.
Well, Harold, you know, obviously Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis.
Did you see a bust of Venkman
right.
in the college?
The first one you see.
The first person you see is
Venkman's
yeah.
bust.
But they don't get a laugh either.
No one.
No, yeah, I mean, there
no
was not...
No one
was
got
not,
a,
so when you go, oh, thank God Bill Murray's here, he'll be funny, and then it's like, Bill Murray's not funny. And then you see, and they're all not... I mean, it's just...
But that's where...
Okay, in the audience, Ernie Hudson got a laugh. From a couple people in the audience.
Okay.
But of course, by that point...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, by the time Ernie Hudson shows up, it's like the movie's sunk already, yeah.
But... I feel like the Bill Murray thing.
Yeah.
That seems like it was cut into the movie.
I don't know what that was. Bill Murray, that felt like a character from another movie.
Yeah.
Maybe they just told Murray, do whatever you want, and that's what he came up with.
Maybe they told him, like, we want you to be in this movie. They'll throw a ton of money at him and then just told him, you can be
but
whoever you want.
Why didn't they have him be the original guys? That seemed to be, that's what I would have done.
I don't think I would have done that.
No?
I think I would have done something slightly... I mean...
I would... I mean, it could have been like, well, we tried this, you know, 25 years ago. We were trying
yeah.
to do this,
you could
and
do
it didn't
something
work
like that.
Or something.
Or you could have them simply be... Play the roles. I mean, have Bill Murray play the part of the mayor.
Yeah, the mayor. Sure, exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Instead of, like...
Instead of Andy Garcia.
Like, yeah, well, they shoehorn this Bill Murray character in there.
Yeah.
That does nothing. You know, Aykroyd's completely... You could have cut Aykroyd out. The movie's better without Aykroyd.
Yeah.
That Aykroyd bit so bombs that you wouldn't even miss it, Aykroyd. Like I said, Ernie Hudson gets a laugh. I think Annie Potts kind of got a laugh.
I not for nothing, but I called in my brain...
Annie Potts?
Ernie Hudson.
Okay, yeah, sure.
5 minutes
yeah,
into meeting,
okay.
into
that's,
meeting
that's
how
fine.
He's going to be revealed.
That's fine.
I knew exactly where that was going. I knew exactly where it was
yeah,
going.
Yeah, Ernie Hudson, I mean, yeah, okay. But I mean, at the same time, how could you not see where this was going? I mean, everything is so laid out.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is so by the book.
But even the story itself is a mess. It's
right.
a disaster.
It doesn't...
You never... So, this one person who causes all of the major
yes.
destruction...
Yeah.
Because he never had friends or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Or he was a loser.
It's never really explained.
Yeah. He's just a guy...
Yeah.
Who's a hyper genius because he has technology
right.
equivalent
it's the guy,
to theirs.
I'm trying to remember. I could look up the actor's name. If you saw the... Did you ever see the show... Other Space.
No.
It was Paul Feig's Star Trek parody.
Okay.
He was the guy. He was like the Vulcan on that.
Okay.
And he was awesome. And the delivery guy was the captain on that.
Okay.
And those guys are great. And they're funny. I mean, they're not funny in this movie because nobody is. But those guys are both good actors. And
this,
I like them both.
This movie is...
And Other Space is... Other Space was 5 million times funnier.
This movie is...
Okay.
Terrible.
About the plot. The movie doesn't even make sense to itself. Like, the 84 Ghostbusters, they set up rules about, you know, you can't cross the streams,
right.
and when we, these proton packs are going to pull the ghost into this thing. None of that is explained in this movie.
Nope.
They just assume that
we
know.
That you know from watching
but,
the old movies.
But then the things don't even work the same way.
Right.
The proton pack is like a gun that repels them or something.
Right.
Because then they invent all these weapons.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, it's just...
Well, here's the other thing, too.
So the movie doesn't even set up the rules of
right.
hunting
and,
ghosts
and, what I've said,
and capturing
what
them.
I said earlier, I'm not a fan of the original film.
Yeah.
But I've probably seen it more than half a dozen times.
Yeah, sure.
Just because it is...
I own it on DVD.
It's a comedy
from yeah,
the
80s, I've seen it. I'm
right?
a fan, yeah.
In that movie, and I will push this, and your listeners can tell me if I'm right or
okay.
wrong. You might be able to tell me if I'm right. In that original Ghostbusters movie,
you maybe see the proton packs being used a total of about 2.5 minutes.
Well,
throughout the entire film.
Yeah, in the movie, yeah, it's probably 1.5 minutes. The finale, maybe that goes on for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
At the very end
in this
scene,
movie,
yeah.
It is everywhere.
It's constant.
It's all about
the constant
proton pack.
Which is what I think I said this earlier, but it was the one good thing in the movie, was the effects.
I didn't even like the effects.
Well, look, we saw it in 3D.
Yes.
I liked what they did with the, I don't know if you could even, probably a lot of audience would notice it. You know, they had the black bar, so it was widescreen,
right.
And then the effects
then
were going into the black bar. And then when they go sort of towards the finale, the entire screen opened up. I don't know if you noticed
that. I didn't notice
where it got completely high.
Yes.
So it change of aspect ratios.
Right.
Little technical thing.
But I didn't like the effects.
Okay. I thought those were the one saving grace in the movie.
I didn't like the special effects. I didn't like how they chose to make the creatures.
Well, it was dependent on the first movie, though.
Again, you're hoping that the audience watching has seen Ghostbusters,
yes,
which they
exactly
have.
Right, yeah.
Because even though Slimer from the original movie became a cartoonish character,
yes,
in Ghostbusters 2, in
right,
the real Ghostbusters cartoon, all of that stuff,
yeah,
he's introduced here as a comic character.
Right, Slimer is just funny from the get-go.
Right.
And
a ghost that can fly through walls and fly at a super hyper speed, steals a car, and then drives around it. Instead of being able to go anywhere he wants,
right,
he steals a car so that he can find another version of himself that has blonde hair.
Miss Slimer.
So they can drive around New York. This is
if you would have told me that this afternoon, like, hey, my friend went to a screening, they say Slimer steals the Ghostbusters car and meets Mrs. Slimer, I would go, that's not in the fucking movie.
Right.
Like, that's too stupid.
I
would go, like, Tenny, shut the fuck up. Somebody's lying to you.
Right.
Like, and I'm saying that on the show to you haven't seen the movie.
You're absolutely right. If someone read a spoiler
that said, you're right,
Slimer steals the Ghostbusters and finds a Mrs.
Right,
Slimer,
yeah, right,
you would say, this person's making shit up.
Exactly.
They have not seen the movie.
And let's talk about the Ghostmobile. No innovation there.
None.
It's the exact fucking vehicle.
Right.
Actually, was the Ghostbusters original vehicle, was it a hearse or was it just an old ambulance?
I think it was an old ambulance.
Yeah, I think it was, because that's what people don't realize. An old ambulance looked like a hearse.
I think it was an old ambulance.
So in here it's a hearse, but it ends up looking the same when
I nitpick on stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Just because the movie is not good,
so
I'm going to nitpick on everything. But again, you have an instant where we can't afford a car.
Yeah.
So one of our members steals a car from her dad.
Yeah.
And then, because they don't have any money.
Yeah.
And then because they don't have any money, one of them pays to paint it and get graphics made.
Yeah, where'd that money come
from? That,
right,
that doesn't make any sense.
Right. Well, in the first movie, it's like, we're so broke, we have to get the shittiest vehicle possible.
Old ambulance.
We get this old ambulance.
Right.
And then it becomes iconic. Where in this movie, they're like, we're going to build this fucking iconic, awesome thing, rather than building this goofy thing that everyone falls in love with. In here, it's like, this is like their dream to be, you know, it's like in the first movie, they're still misfits the whole time. Where in this movie, they're like, we're actually super geniuses. You know what I mean? Because I feel
the first movie, they are, for lack of anything better.
Yeah.
In the first movie, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Harold Ramis are guys who, they're like, okay, people laugh because the first paranormal reality show,
yes,
Ghost Hunters.
Yes.
The two guys that started the paranormal reality show, Grant and Jay, they worked for Roto-Rooter.
Okay.
They were plumbers.
Yeah.
In the first Ghostbusters movies, they are exterminators.
Yeah, sure, yeah, exactly.
That's it.
That's what they look like. Yeah,
that's the look.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's exactly what they are.
And that's their money, that's their mindset.
That's
they have a shitty television commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk to you.
Yeah, right.
Like,
it's a parody of those exterminator commercials.
Absolutely.
You got rats, we'll come, you got mice.
In this one, they are the secret hidden geniuses of the world.
Well, yeah, in the first movie, like, they're bumbling. They're like, they don't know what they're doing.
No.
They're making shit up, you know, and it just happens to work. It's like, they're these unlikely heroes.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the movie great. Here, they're actually secret geniuses that the university doesn't understand how brilliant they are and stuff.
But we also know they're secret geniuses because the American government has been keeping an eye on them.
Yeah.
Because the American government also knows that ghosts are real.
Yes, American government
And has been secretly
real.
Tracking
yeah.
ghosts all across the New York City.
There's so many... I mean, you know, you don't want to pick on the plot because you go, well, this movie's going for laughs and who cares, but it doesn't... I mean, even if it wasn't funny and it was an interesting sci-fi tale, and this one isn't at all. And I think that's what the old movie at least had going for it, was it made sense in a way that, you know, like they introduced the people that were seeing the ghosts,
yes.
like Sigourney Weaver and right. Moranis and them,
right.
were way more interesting. I mean, here, I don't even... Who really was even... kind of spotting these people were...
I mean, you get the introduction with Ed Begley Jr.
Right, yeah.
of that right. ghost.
Yeah.
But that... That, first of all...
That I was mean, just a completely... The library scene in the original movie was 10 times better than that stupid thing
yes.
they do at the beginning of the Haunted Mansion at the right. beginning of this.
I knew that this movie was going to be a disaster.
Well...
Wait, I okay. knew it was going to be a disaster. Yeah. In the first... opening minutes of the movie.
Okay.
I don't know what the name of that actor is who's the tour guide in the
Yeah, he's
house.
The guy who played Gabe in The Office.
Yeah,
I don't know who he is either. Yeah.
As he's going, giving his haunted tour of the location, mm-hmm. he makes 3 jokes.
Okay. None of them.
None of
Well,
them.
None of the jokes in the
but
movie
I'm
were.
Saying,
yeah, yeah.
I'm saying.
So they're 0 for 3.
They were 0 for 3
right.
in the first 2 minutes
and
of
that,
the movie.
And that scene is supposed to set the tone for what the movie's going to be.
Absolutely.
Because I think in the first Ghostbusters, that opening scene is supposed to be kind of genuinely creepy.
Oh, yeah.
And then it becomes... Because ultimately, the first Ghostbusters is, these ghosts are really scary, but we've got these bumbling idiots trying to eliminate the real ghosts.
Right.
You know, the real frightening, terrorizing ghosts.
Yes.
And, you know, that's how it works. But yeah, that scene didn't work at all. Which
and the other thing is, too, and a lot of people forget this, the first Ghostbusters movie has very few ghosts in it.
Yeah.
It's not about them fighting a ghost.
Yeah.
It's about them fighting a hyper-dimensional god.
Exactly, yes.
right?
Right, which that
you
never...
See the
yeah,
ghost, you
right.
see the ghost in the library.
Yeah.
And then, I don't even know, you see kind of demon and weird things
yeah.
in the
yeah.
rest of the movie.
Because the god is angry, right? And he's
right.
summoning these
right.
ghosts.
But
yeah.
then they're fighting a Zool from another
yes.
reality. In this movie, it's like, are these ghosts?
Yeah.
Because some of them are pilgrims.
Well, they
and
don't...
some of them are giant demons
yeah.
hanging out at an Ozzy Osbourne show.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Spoilers.
Which, by the way, that was the worst cameo in the whole movie.
Worst cameo in the
I
whole
mean,
movie.
As bad as the cameos were, like, the Ozzy thing was just, like, that just didn't work at all.
No.
That was a joke if you made it 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
That
might have been funny,
that
but it
whole
did,
rock and roll scene
yeah.
was a disaster.
Yeah, that was a really bad scene. Although I thought that it gave, finally something was happening in the movie at that point. So I guess it was... It was the best scene to that point in the movie, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say what was the best scene because they all sucked.
They're all terrible.
I mean, it's all bad. It's all bad. I mean, there's nothing good in this movie. There's really no reason to write. I mean, because people that were going like, I'm not going to watch this because it's sacrilegious to do that to the original Ghostbusters and I won't watch this. And I was always like, those people are assholes. And I still think those people are assholes. However, this movie's terrible.
This movie is
terrible. So I'm not going to defend that. I'm not going to say, oh, you guys were right. You guys were right.
No, no,
yeah,
no.
They shouldn't have made this.
I don't.
Shouldn't
I'm,
made this.
I'm exactly with you.
You could make a ghost. You could make a better Ghostbusters than the 84 Ghostbusters.
Yes.
You could.
You could.
That's not. Okay. Here's what I'll say about the 84 Ghostbusters. I don't know. I might have done this on the show with Corey already, but okay. I think we probably talked about this on the phone. Is it Bill Murray's best movie, the 84 Ghostbusters?
No.
Is it Harold Ramis' best movie?
No.
Is it Ivan Reitman's best movie?
No.
Is it Dan Aykroyd's best movie?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, right. Is it Rick Moranis' best movie? Probably not.
No.
Probably, definitely not
Is it Sigourney Weaver's?
No, absolutely not.
Nope.
So, that movie is sort of... Because I think even then...
It's a sweet mistake.
Exactly. And I think even then, they were looking at... You know, people were upset with that movie because... You have to remember, they had guys who were fans of Stripes, which was the same creative team. Mm-hmm. You had fans, you know, of all the sort of the adult comedies they were doing.
Yep.
And then they made this kind of kiddie thing. And I'm sure there were people that were like, I'm not going to fucking watch this kiddie shit with Bill Murray.
Right.
Fuck, man, I want Caddyshack, or yep, I want Stripes, or I want these things. And so those people were probably not happy with Ghostbusters even when it came out.
Yeah.
But again, guys that were my age, that were 12 when this came out, thought, oh, this is the fucking bee's knees.
Right.
You know? And it was good, although I'll tell you what, Gremlins came out the same day. Did you know that? That's
I did know that.
Gremlins and Ghostbusters came out the same day, and I believe Indiana Jones had been out for, the second Indiana Jones had been out for a few weeks.
Okay.
At that point.
Right.
So they were all playing simultaneously in the theater. I'm not sure Ghostbusters isn't the worst of those three movies.
Gremlins is a better movie.
Gremlins is a better movie than Ghostbusters. Yes. I agree. I completely agree.
Absolutely.
And is Indiana Jones 2 better than Ghostbusters?
Temple of Doom?
Yeah, Temple
that's a horrible film.
Okay, you don't like Temple of Doom.
No.
But it's...
That's a horrible film.
Okay. So Temple of Doom is the third. I'll go with that. I'll go with Gremlins, Ghostbusters,
Temple of Doom.
Because I was actually looking and I found old newspaper.
I've actually had the pleasure of becoming friends with Zach Galligan.
From Gremlins. He's hard to believe he's on that circuit, you know.
No, he's a good guy.
Does Phoebe Cates ever do the circuit?
No, she's
got Kevin Kline.
Yeah, she gave up Kevin acting Kline a long time ago.
Yeah, too bad.
This movie is terrible. Back to that.
back to Ghostbusters. Let's talk about how great Gremlins is. No, this new Ghostbusters. I want. First of all, Corey's going to have to see it.
There's no way to convey.
No.
How horrible this movie
is. It's really, really not funny.
It is. I had no idea that many comedians could be this not funny.
Well, okay,
this would be like, okay, imagine if you went, if there's going to be a stand-up night.
Yeah, if there's a stand-up.
It's
going to
be
yeah.
Kate McKinnon.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's going to be Melissa McCarthy. Is that who it is?
Yeah, Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig is going to be there. It's going to be emceed by Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
And tickets are only $13.
Yeah, that's what we paid to go to this, yeah.
Right? You would go to that show to see stand-up.
How could that go bad? Yeah.
And it's bad like, at
they
every level.
They could have done anything and been funnier.
Oh, yeah.
If those four actresses were playing a game of Yahtzee, I'd rather watch that than
I feel
this
like...
It's that bad.
This I feel like you could have taken 84 Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Subjected it to some kind of Blu-ray 1080p 3D upgrade.
Okay.
Redone the effects.
Yeah.
And re-released it.
And it would have done... They've done stuff with the original Ghostbusters. I think they've played it at midnight in places or...
But I mean, this is...
Like two years ago was the anniversary.
If this is not gone from theaters in 2 weeks... I will be shocked.
I think it's going to bomb based on word of mouth.
Can I look right now at Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, I looked today, and it was not that bad.
People have got to be
seeing
it by now.
I'm shocked that it got the good reviews. Because I actually, when I checked today, and this is before I called you to tell you I was going to go, I was looking and said, if the Rotten Tomatoes is really bad, if the Metacritic's really bad, I'm not going to go.
It's got to be bad.
But the Rotten Tomatoes was 75.
But the problem is that Rotten Tomatoes, you've got paid critics on there.
You do, yeah. Yeah.
And you know who knows?
I mean, I don't, because based upon who was in the theater with us and their reaction, forget taking my reaction out or
right.
your reaction out.
Right. Take the general audience.
The judging by how many people went to the show
and how many people were laughing. There was a single man in his 40s
okay. That
was sitting in our row.
Okay.
There was a couple next to us in their 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a couple behind us in their 20s.
Okay.
There was a couple behind them that were probably in their 30s with a four-year-old.
So that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 10.
And us.
Yeah, well, I'm counting us.
Okay. 10. That's all the people.
Okay, there were 10 people in 200-seat theater.
Yeah.
And then, granted, they're showing this 10 times tonight. But just based on that, and like when we left, there was no line to get in or anything. There was no demand. I mean, I bought the tickets in advance, which was like me wishful thinking on my part, I guess. Right. But yeah, it was terrible. I saw Melissa McCarthy in The Boss, which came out in the spring.
Okay.
I saw that at a double feature at the drive-in. I've talked about it on the show.
Okay. Already,
but that was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
The Boss.
The Boss with Melissa McCarthy.
Right. Okay.
That's where she's...
she's some type of like...
Kind of like a Martha Stewart, yeah. And she goes to jail for insider trading.
Right.
And then she gets out and she creates like this Girl Scout cookie empire.
Right.
And, you know... And that movie was like a boorish comedy that didn't work and was really, really bad and sort of bad tone and stuff. And this movie was just a flop. So they're bad in different ways. I'm not sure which is worse. I mean, again, I think the ghost stuff saves this movie, at least on some... I mean, it doesn't save it. It's terrible. But I'm saying that stuff was well done, I guess, in terms of just putting it on the screen and making it look cool.
I saw Spy.
Yeah.
With Melissa McCarthy.
What'd you think of Spy?
I would watch that again.
Yeah, Spy was good. I like Spy a million times. You know why? Here's what Spy was. Spy was actually like a good spy movie that they threw the fat girl in. You know what I mean? It's sort of like they had all the tropes of good spy movies.
But there's jokes that land in Spy.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying like it has wrapping around the comedy element is actually like spy stuff that you care about.
Right.
And Ghost in this, there's nothing.
There's nothing in this movie.
It's just like, they should have set this. Okay, here's how you fix this.
First of all, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5, I think, maybe more, jokes about soup.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, that's the running gag. She can't get enough soup.
None of them are funny.
The soup thing bombs at the beginning,
and then it bombs. Again, and again.
It's a running gag that she's not happy with her soup.
And is it funny that Kate McKinnon just stands in the background and does weird things with her body?
That's what she... first of all, I believe...
Because it's annoying to me.
All right, let's talk about Kate McKinnon. She is... I believe she, in the real world, she's a lesbian. I think in this movie she was supposed to be a lesbian, but it was never explicit that she was. Because when Kristen Wiig and her meet, she kind of is looking her over. Or did you not even get that vibe?
I didn't even get that vibe.
And then like she's wearing a T-shirt that says like I'm just one of the boys or something at one point. You didn't get the vibe, and she kind of had
really
a.
Get that, no,
I mean it's not explicit, but if it's then why do it at all? Well, that's the other thing. Why do this at all? There's no love interest in this.
Nope.
They have no lives outside of that. And I guess you could say that the original Ghostbusters didn't. But, you know, Bill Murray was hot for Sigourney Weaver. And I guess Kristen Wiig's hot for Hemsworth. But that just didn't work.
Man, Hemsworth.
Hemsworth.
What?
Well, they gave...
him, what, $50 million?
No, they have 4 of the best comedians, female comedians... And then they give the one douchebag all the jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about him. Everything he does is supposed to be funny, and then he's not funny. You know what I mean? Like, they're counting on him to get the big laugh. Like, they're all playing straight to his himbo, and his stuff doesn't work.
So Ghostbusters on Rotten Tomatoes right now has a 75%.
See? That's good. I'm telling you, Tenny. there are really bad reviews.
The critic consensus is that Ghostbusters does an impressive job of standing on its own as a freewheeling, marvelous cast supernatural comedy, even if it can't help but pale to the somewhat original classic.
It's bad compared to anything.
It's a terrible movie.
It's a terrible movie. It's not even in the league of... I didn't see Pixels with Adam Sandler, which was kind of the same fucking thing where like video game characters attack New York. And I didn't see that, which was really compared to Ghostbusters, and everyone hated it. I gotta believe that's better than this.
I mean, honestly,
Adam Sandler's made better movies than this.
What about...
Right? I think.
Did you see Evolution?
No, but I that's the same thing, right? That's kind of...
It's David Duchovny and Julianne Moore.
I didn't.
That movie is 1,000 times funnier than this movie.
Yeah. The paranormal comedy.
Yeah, the paranormal
sci-fi comedy. Yes, paranormal comedy.
Yeah, this is a terrible
movie. I was looking at a list of Corey put on Facebook today. You know, somebody's listicle of all the Ghostbusters ripoffs. And they had movies on there like Attack the Block, which is fucking great. You ever see Attack the Block?
I did see Attack the Block.
Great.
It's great.
And it's a sci-fi. It ends up being a comedy, even though it sort of isn't a comedy. And that's great, you know. And so you can do this movie. They shouldn't have set it in New York.
They shouldn't have said New York. Now, because Facebook page,
the comparisons to the original...
Should we wait?
Yeah, for...
Since we're recording this live.
Yeah, well...
Should I just, on my Facebook page, I will just write, well... You ready? This will be...
Did you tell people on Facebook you were going to Ghostbusters?
That was terrible.
And then, going?
Hashtag Ghostbusters.
Oh, I was going to say, are you going to make him guess
what that I'll is. Just say that.
Yeah.
Okay, there. You can see that's just all it says.
Can you read your feed and see if anyone is talking about Ghostbusters? I mean, we're seeing it so early. We saw it, you know, Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Okay, and it's so mine... I just said, well, that was terrible.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then I'll post that there. And then I will go over to Twitter here.
Uh-oh.
I'll just repost it there again.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Let 12,000 paranormal followers of mine... Right? See how that flies
well,
with them?
I mean... Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's... I'm trying to think, like, I mean... Okay, movies that
Just so you can see I'm not lying.
No, yeah, it's on Twitter. That was terrible. Is Ghostbusters trending or anything on the left?
No, not yet.
No. Probably tomorrow everyone will have seen it. Or no one's going to see it and it's just not going to trend because it's going to bomb. I'm trying to remember like a movie that I cared about or wanted to see that I was this... I couldn't believe... Like, cause when I saw The Boss from this guy, I knew it was going to suck. Like,
right.
It had been out for... And it was the double feature at a drive-in, so who gave a fuck? But I'm trying to remember a movie that I disliked this much.
I mean,
I wanted to see, doing what I do, spent money, and being a
paranormal researcher.
Yeah.
And the majority of the 5,000 to 8,000 people who follow me on Facebook and the 12,000 people on Twitter.
Yeah.
The majority of their lives.
Yeah.
They think about ghosts.
Right.
So this is going to be a big a big thing for them.
I mean, look, I don't... I think...
It's not my review, but the movie coming out is a big thing for them.
The ghostly...
And it will be amazing to me to see that the public will love this.
I don't know that
the public will love this.
You think this is going to be a big hit, then?
Yes.
But,
I'm saying it now. Now that I've got out all of my theory about this being joyless.
Now you're convinced it's going to be good.
I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
It's going to be huge.
I think the public has better taste.
I don't.
I think this movie's going to get savaged.
I don't.
On things like Twitter and Facebook, people are going to savage this Ghostbusters. Kind of like Batman Superman, which made a ton of money and then dropped off the face of the earth. Me and Corey went and saw Batman Superman on opening night, and you know that wasn't good either.
Right.
Batman Superman's better than this.
I would watch Batman Superman again.
Batman Superman's
better
than Ghostbusters.
I will never watch this movie.
Yeah, Batman Superman's better than this.
I will never watch this
because there's now on home video there's a director's cut of Batman Superman.
Yeah.
Like a longer cut, and you go, yeah, okay, maybe you know, I don't know.
But I watched the longer cut, so I actually have seen Batman Superman twice. I've seen it twice already. Because I watched the regular in theater when it came out, and I watched the extended cut when that was released.
Fine.
This, I will never watch.
Yeah, you'll never see
If they do an extended release of this...
They do a shortened release.
That would be like someone kicking me in the balls again.
Yeah, this... And I believe that they're... Because they even sort of set you up for a sequel at the end.
Spoilers.
I don't think they're going to make a sequel. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, maybe they have contracts to already make it. You know, maybe it's already like... Everybody signed and paid for the sequel, but fuck, I don't think you can make a sequel to this. Because I'm trying to remember, you know, what kind of these, you know, blockbuster type summer movie kind of thing that I hated this much, and I can't remember. I mean, I remember seeing like the new, and she don't even remembers, but I remember like the new Nightmare on Elm Street being terrible. I remember. Here's one that sucked that is probably sucked in a different way, but Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Never saw the remake.
Bad. Really bad. If you're talking about just like the remake.
I heard it was terrible.
It was really bad. There's no need to see that.
Right.
It misses in every way.
Right.
But I mean, you know, they did the Planet of the Apes good when they redid that. They redid...
I chose to not watch the newest Fantastic Four movie.
Okay, that I didn't see, but...
But, I mean, that... was just because I gave them a couple shots at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. You
and the
third tried,
one,
yeah.
Third one, I was like, okay,
you tried.
I'm out. With
right,
that.
And I don't like comic book movies in general.
Right.
So when they're
and I mean I do. I'm a comic book kid.
Okay, but I so but like
that's my thing.
Like, Avengers didn't do much for me. I thought Ant-Man was okay. I think the origin stories are always the best movies.
Yeah, and I liked Ant-Man.
You know, Ant-Man was pretty good, and, yeah. and I'm trying to think what else
Did
I
liked. Did
you
see Civil War?
Didn't.
You didn't see that?
Didn't see
Civil War. It's actually a good movie.
Yeah, I would
it's
watch
that.
It's
not as good as Captain America yeah. Winter Soldier, the second Captain
yeah,
America
Yeah, the first Captain America is great. The second Captain America is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And, you know, but after, you know, Avengers and the Avengers sequel, those didn't do much for me. I didn't hate them like I hate Ghost. I mean, I actually hate Ghost. I actually hate what they did here. It's a waste of talent. It's a waste of Paul Feig.
It's a waste
of the cast.
It's a waste of writing,
yeah.
money,
right.
resources.
Yeah.
It's terrible on so many different levels.
They should have, again, if you're going to make Ghostbusters, don't set it in New York. I think if they're going to make another one, I think they got to get new actors. I don't think they can put these actors. You know, I think they need to reboot this again if they're going to make another one. You know, maybe take it to London or something, or somehow.
I don't know how they would do this.
I don't know. It's really seriously, and I know that when we do these movie reviews on the show,
but here's the thing too:
there's hyperbole and there's things
when you
where,
redo.
You know,
so let's just reboot.
I'm not.
And it's
bullshit.
Beat for beat, like you said, beat for beat. They try and remake the film with different actors,
yes.
right? And then they sneak in these worthless cameos that don't do anything.
Yes.
Now you do a sequel to that. This
yeah.
movie, this right. this terrible movie. You do a sequel to it,
yes.
right? Okay. Now you don't have any cameos for people to look forward to.
No,
the cameos are gone.
Well, and all of
right?
the
and then it's a brand new script.
Yeah.
Right. So,
well,
I mean, maybe it has a chance.
Yeah.
Because you're working on a new concept.
And you're not remaking the 84
something.
Movie.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. But no one liked... Okay, when they made... It's funny, because I always say this to Corey. I say, you know, they made Ghostbusters, and everybody that copied Ghostbusters, for the most part, sucked.
Yeah.
For the most part. Even, you know, Men in Black and
yeah.
all those movies, most part, not good. Even Ghostbusters 2 wasn't good.
Right.
When compared to the first one.
No, for sure. Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's a hard thing to make. It's a hard thing to make that paranormal comedy because the paranormal stuff's supposed to be scary and the comedy's supposed to be funny and you kind of, you know, it's hard to do both.
But, and, I mean, I think the reason that the first Ghostbusters works, though, right, is because they don't know they're in a comedy movie.
Yeah, exactly, right. To them, it's not funny.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I say about stand-up all the time, is I hate the comics that you see on stage laughing at their own jokes.
Right.
I tell my comedy students this. I say, to the comedian, what they're saying is not funny.
Right.
What the comedian's saying is their real life. It's their real opinions.
Right.
It's not supposed to be funny. That's supposed to be funny to everybody else.
I can agree with that because my favorite comedian is Brother Theodore.
Okay.
I don't know if you know who Brother Theodore is.
I know
Brother Theodore was this little old German man.
Okay.
Who would just... scream angrily at the audience about how terrible his life was.
Okay, yeah.
And never broke that
Yeah,
character.
Right, yeah. You can't ever, yeah.
And it's hysterical.
Yeah, okay.
Because
yeah, well, that's, yeah.
he doesn't know that he's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
And the reason right. Ghostbusters is funny, the original,
yeah.
is because they don't know that
yeah,
they're
trying to capture these ghosts and they don't realize
right.
that they're idiots.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they're idiots and they're getting fucked up and they're, you know... You know, because it's just like, even like when Kristen Wiig gets slimed, which is, who can forget Bill Murray, and
right.
he slimed me, and that line, and all
yeah.
that stuff. They redo that here with Kristen Wiig.
Yes.
And it's like, there's no reaction. There's
But
no,
they have to, and the other thing too.
It just no
Whether
impact.
It's an overshock of Michael Bay and Roland Emmerich, like, you can't just, I mean, you don't see Bill Murray get slimed.
Not in this. Oh, in the first movie.
In the first movie.
Yeah, they cut to him and...
They
yeah.
cut to him and he slimed.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But now, because of the way audiences are perceived
yeah.
to what they want,
yeah.
you have to have a ghost vomit slime on someone.
Oh, no, they did the...
For 25 seconds.
The ghost vomits towards the screen.
Right.
Which in 3D came out at us.
Right, yeah. Yes.
That's where we're at now.
Yeah.
That's where we're at now. But again, I thought that was... I thought if you're going to do vomit coming towards the screen, I was fine with the way that they did it here. It's just not good. I mean, look, what can I tell you? They should have, because when I was saying, while I would defend the lady Ghostbusters, I would say, well, look, if they did this with guys, they would have done Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill.
Yep.
And what's his name? The stoner guy. What's his name?
Franco?
James Franco. Yeah, that would have been the Ghostbusters.
Of course.
And you know what? I wish that would have been what they did after what they saw.
No.
No.
Nope.
I would have had more fun watching those guys.
No.
Did you see This Is the End?
I did.
And that's kind of that. It's an end of the world.
Yeah, I didn't like it too much.
Okay, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Give me Danny McBride in this Ghostbusters. I'm fine.
I would have
enjoyed that more.
I just feel like everyone that was making this, I feel like they knew it wasn't funny.
But is it because of the reverence for the original movie where they just said, we have to keep it so tight with the original that we can't innovate in any way that's going to make people laugh? But I also don't think that, like, this movie doesn't not work because it's too close to the original. That's a problem with it. But even if you never saw
this movie, doesn't work.
Right. If you never
because of everything about it.
But if you saw the if you never saw the 84 Ghostbusters, say you're a 12-year-old kid now,
right?
You're not going to like this.
No.
And for 12-year-old kids, we're like, this is made for an older audience anyway.
Yes.
This is made for like 20-something women, maybe.
I think it's maybe. I think it's made for late 20s. Maybe to 40s. Men and women.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's the demo you're going
to
hit for.
It's not good.
Because no one over 50 is going to like this movie. And no one under 25 is going to like it.
It is a baffling thing. I don't know.
Right? I mean, do 18-year-olds think Kate McKinnon is really funny?
No, I don't think so. Because the SNL audience is not...
No.
That's not... high school kids or middle school kids watching SNL anymore. It's college kids.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe too much reliance on the whole SNL thing.
Maybe.
I mean, you know, Melissa McCarthy's not officially on the show, but she hosts pretty much every year.
Is?
And the other three years.
This movie is giving me a
headache. It is. I know. We should wrap it up. We've already done 45 minutes.
All right. That's enough.
It's enough. We've done...
Did Bill Murray character did he die in the film?
Well, that's the other thing. Nobody dies in this. There's no risk.
Did he die in the film?
I wish they would have given us the shot of him being carted away if he didn't die.
Yes.
Did the bad guy die? He was hauled away, right? Didn't they explain that?
The bad guy.
You know, the guy, the nerd that started the whole
thing. He goes in the vortex pit.
Okay, so he goes in, so he's gone.
Right? Because he turned himself into
the ghost. He turned into the demon and...
What? Who?
There's just no stakes that
who?
People are...
Spoilers, again. Who made the decision? Who made the fucking decision in this movie that a ghost can turn itself into a cartoon on screen?
Yeah, that happens.
That you're watching Roger Rabbit. That
the decision to make the final monster.
The ghost from the Ghostbusters logo?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to spoil it, but okay.
No, I fucking...
Who gives a fuck? Yeah, we're 45 minutes into this thing. If you've listened this far, you either saw it already or you don't give a fuck. But yeah, that was a fucking weird decision.
That's a terrible decision. It took me so out of the movie.
Right, because when you first see the original Ghostbusters and, you know... They're like, keep your mind, whatever we think of is what it's going to be. And you're thinking it's going to be some awful demon.
Right. Because
everything up to that point was really angry and the movie's getting real dark. And then when it's the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man and, you know.
It's a funny joke.
Says, I couldn't. And it's like, what's the most harmless
Right, I tried to
thing?
Think of the most harmless
Yeah,
thing
exactly. Ever. And it's the Stay Puff Marshmallow. And that's really funny to see this ravaging, angry. Well, they do that joke 100 times in this movie.
Yes.
Before it gets to, you know, before you get to that. So you can't even, you know, that's why the whole thing is sort of ruined. It's sort of, I think they should have made,
do you know,
because if the Ghostbusters audience is going to be older, they should have made this movie actually scary.
And when you are in doubt, as a person who has written, who has written a couple books.
Sure.
And written short stories and written for television shows.
Okay.
When you write script for someone, there's this idea, especially with science fiction, which is basically what Ghostbusters is, which is if you need to get from point A to point B and you can't quite get the characters there, then you get the characters to speak about something that no one knows about anyway.
Yeah.
This movie is filled with what sounds like technical jargon, which is all nonsense.
Yeah.
And they're just making up words and putting... When they're saying things like, I could smell the ion vapor.
Yeah.
Like, or does this smell like fused particle nuclei to you?
Yeah.
Like, none of that means anything.
And they don't even seem to understand it.
No.
That's not even like...
No.
Because when somebody says that, then the other character goes, oh my God, I can't believe it. You know, like, then the stakes get raised because...
Right.
But here, they're just saying it to say it.
Right.
To, like, get a laugh. And, yeah, it was... boy.
I'm done with this.
All right, I think we're done.
I'm done with you, too.
Thank you. No, I'm going to leave. But thank you, John Tenney, for hosting us
here. Thank you for taking me,
Joel Radio. This will be, you know, I was going to tag this on to the next episode.
Yeah.
But this is its own episode.
Yeah, do it.
It's got to be. I mean, how could it not be? We've already done almost an hour, so I want to thank you for listening. And honestly, as we've done a lot of bad movie review, you know, reviews of bad movies on the show, yeah. I honestly think that in its own way, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It's one of the worst movies.
And again, it's not the worst movie I've ever seen, but it's up there. And when you look about who's in it, when you say, like, you're going to put all these people in it and you're going to give it this giant budget. It's got to be $150 million.
You think?
I mean, it maybe not. Maybe those actors don't get paid that much. I go, Melissa McCarthy's expensive.
Right. They've got... Chris Hemsworth's got to be expensive, right?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's the lesser Hemsworth, though. It's not Thor.
$150 million.
That's
$154 million. $154 million.
Well, I mean, this will make...
Listen, it made $26 off us.
Yeah, they're off to a good start.
Right, so the ball is rolling at this point.
They'll make half that this weekend. Maybe. No, they. I don't know. Maybe.
This movie will make, by the, what is it, Thursday right now? This movie will make $100 million by the Monday.
You think?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's I guess there's a bet there.
It's nostalgia-based.
It is nostalgia-based, and people are going to go... It sucks, but I'm going to go anyway.
It'll make $100 million this weekend.
I heard it sucks, and I'm going
It'll make $100 million this weekend. It'll make $20 million next weekend.
Joel and Tenney told me it sucked, but I'm still going.
That's right.
So if you're listening to this, you're still going.
That's right.
Sorry. Don't go. But I can't even tell you what to see, because I have hardly seen these fucking summer movies.
This is a terrible movie.
Don't see this movie. Ghostbusters. All right. We're out of here. Music terrible. Music horrible. I mean, they have the...
Everything about this.
There's nothing about this that works.
At the end... Spoilers are all out by this point.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, stay to the end credits and see an entire dance scene that was cut out of this
movie.
Well,
yeah, that's what your theory.
That they laid underneath the credits. There's an entire Chris Hemsworth... Because that scene doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
In the movie, Chris Hemsworth's standing on top of a building
and they're all
and makes everybody disco point once and then they freeze.
They freeze and never move again.
Stay to the end of the credits.
Yeah.
You see him orchestrating an enormous dance scene.
which you
never see in the film. It's behind the curtains because they shot the whole fucking thing and then they were like, fuck are we doing? And they cut it out.
Yeah, I mean, there are stingers at the end of this movie, but God, you know, once everything wasn't funny, we stayed for everything.
Everything.
But there's no need to.
Nope.
There's no need to.
Nope.
Just leave.
There's no need to stay for the movie.
There's no need to go. But there was a couple, maybe it was the couple with the kid that hit the bricks like before.
Listen,
the end credits.
This is what I tell people to do. Go to a matinee.
Yeah.
Get yourself a popcorn.
Yeah.
Go see the Doctor Strange trailer.
Yeah, yeah, we saw the Doctor Strange
And then trailer. Leave before Ghostbusters starts.
The Tim Burton movie looked okay.
The Tim Burton movie looks all right. The Miss Peregrine.
Miss Peregrine's
Home for All. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That looked like a good movie to see in 3D.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the 3D trailer was cool.
So watch those trailers. Matinee, so you only lose $6.
I don't know what to tell you to see. I wanted to see the BFG. I never got around to that.
I heard that wasn't so good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to see.
Don't see this.
All right. Good night.
Goodbye.